That's way. That's what we've got to be. We've got to be willing to do whatever God says, to let our wills be broken so His can be done. Amen?
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. This next song is Shake 'Em Off, Children. You've got to shake them off, children. Shake off those bondages you've got all around you. You've got to shake them off, children. Rise and claim the promise of His word. Stand up, be a child of God. You've got to shake them off, children. Shake off those bondages you've got all around you. You've got to shake them off, children. Rise and claim the promise of His word. Stand up, be a child of God.
And truly, we have to stand up and be a child of the Lord. Amen. A little bit of snow on the ground out there this morning kept a lot of folks out, and a lot of cancellations of a lot of churches throughout the area. But the sun's melting the snow away, and it's supposed to warm up. Amen. We've had a right mean January coming out here into February, and I said the groundhog didn't see his shadow, so I don't put much stock in that. But anyway, I told him, shoot the groundhog. Amen. We need to have good weather. Amen. All right. All those on WNLB that's listening to us worldwide, we appreciate you. And to those that over in Florida and WGFC 1030 in Floyd, Virginia, and then we come here to the local station in Hillsville, 1400 AM right here in Hillsville. Appreciate you, and the folks that made it out here in the studio chapel this morning, we appreciate you. Amen. Let's look to the Lord and ask Him to bless His word. Lord, we ask You, God, to bless Your word today. Pour out Your anointing on this service today. Give us that kind of an anointing wherein the angels desire to look therein upon. God, let healing be done to those that receive the word. Let salvation come. Let the blessings of God, let people be encouraged. Let our faith be made strong and restored in You. In Jesus' name is our prayer. Amen and amen and amen and amen. The word of God tells us that faith, in the first verse of the 11th chapter of Hebrews, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. If we go to the Webster's Dictionary or we go to look up the word faith simply says to have confidence in. And we must have confidence in God's word. And we must have confidence in God. The Bible says in Hebrews in that same chapter, chapter 11 and verse 6, but without faith it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Jesus asked the question, would He find any faith on earth when He returned? Would there be anyone that still believed in Him? And we see the spirits of complacency that's come into the world today. We see the Antichrist spirits, and we see all the things that are deluding, amen, and pulling people in every direction. We see so many different understandings. We've had our last two former presidents, the one we have now and the one before that, has actually made statements that, like, everybody's a Christian, or everybody, you know, God's going to count everybody as His child or His children. And that's not so, and not so at all. We must know by the word of God that we must be born again by the Spirit of God, and we must have faith in the one that was able to pay the price and gave His life, and that He, through giving His life, that you and I may go free and that we may live. Amen. Now the faith is the trust and the confidence we have in God's word. And I know Satan is at work on every hand, because when Jesus made that statement, would he find any faith when he returned? He asked the question, amen. And for that reason, I know that Satan is going to try to destroy the faith of so many. We've got to learn to put our trust in God. The Bible said, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. It simply takes the word of God. And I see the devil's at work on every hand, for he so distorted the true message of the word. We have all the modern day translations that take the power out, that take the blood out, that take everything out that we need. Amen. It's like eating food that has no vitamins or minerals in them. Amen. It would not, we could eat and eat and eat, but it would never do our bodies no good. That's what junk food does to us a lot of time. Well, the devil has tried to make it so that people's spiritual diet is simply just junk food. It's just things that will not produce in them faith. But the word of God produces faith. Amen. When you hear the old songs of Zion, and I know a lot of people's moved off to the new contemporary type styles singing and all the different things like that, but let me tell you something, they nothing soothes the soul like the old time gospel hymns that's singing, "Are you washed in the blood?" Amen. Singing, amen, "God'll outlast the storm." Amen. These songs built our faith for decades. Amen. And they still have the message and the power of God Almighty. When you take the power out of it, when you take the anointing out of it, amen, you simply just have words. And you have, you know, I told someone this yesterday in our radio stations that we have. The one thing that the listeners all agree and ask for, they want to hear the words of the song. Amen. They don't want the music to drown out the word. And you've got these modern day rappers, you've got these modern day rock gospel groups that you can't hear a word they say in the whole song. It's just beating and a rapping and a banging, amen. And there's no words in it, amen. And so we must have the word of God to build our faith, amen. And then we go on to the understanding of the Spirit of God, amen. The Bible tells us that we build up our faith by praying in the Holy Ghost. Amen. Now, there are very few churches left anymore that teach anything about the Holy Ghost. Amen. They teach about a ghost, but I don't know where it's the Holy One or not. Amen. They talk about a ghost, but I don't believe it's the Holy Ghost. Amen. Because they're not living right. They're not walking right. They're not walking by the standards of God's word. Amen. And the Bible has plainly told us not to be conformed to this world, but be therefore transformed by the renewing of your minds. Amen. When our faith gets low, we have to be renewed in our mind. That's done by the word of God, and that's done by the Spirit. When we are at our lowest times, if we will go to God's word, amen, and God will instruct us by his word, faith will be built in our spirits, amen. And the Holy Ghost, as we pray and intercede, there's been a many time that I didn't know how to pray, I didn't know what to pray, amen, but the Holy Ghost would come and pray through me, and he would pray the prayer, amen, that need to be prayed. He would know the words, how to say the words, amen. It would be my spirit communicating with God, amen, through the realm of the Spirit, amen. But when you go to churches where they don't teach the quickening power of the Holy Ghost, they don't teach the anointing of the Holy Ghost, amen, you will not ever arrive at the place you need to be in God, amen. That's the reason these spirits of complacency come along, amen. A lot of churches, amen, have drama teams and dance teams, and they have a hullabaloo and they have a racket going on, but do they have the word of God that's rightly divided, that God can anoint, amen, in your soul and in your spirit, and lift your spirits and lift your faith, amen? We're in a world that there's heartache on every side. We're in a world, amen, that trouble is every way you look, amen. Diseases of every kind, amen. Cancer on every hand, diabetic problems, heart attacks, and everything else. You can't go through the day without hearing about something bad or tragic happening to somebody, amen. And It's a fact that we live in a day and an hour when all these things are taking place, and we need to be steady on the faith of God. We need to be fixed, amen, on the Word of God to know what thus says the Word of God, and we need to go to the book and pour it in through the Word of God so God can pour His Spirit in us, amen. God only anoints His Word. God only quickens His Word, amen. So when we take His Word and we take that Word and we digest it, amen, the Bible said we are to count His Word to be more necessary than our necessary food. Now, if you don't eat, you will wither up and die, amen. You've got to have physical food for this body to function, amen. And you have to have that intake of food balanced rightly. A lot of people are sickly because they don't have the Word of God balanced in their life, amen. They don't have the physical Word, amen. They don't have the spiritual Word, and they are sickly, amen. You can be sickly in body by malnutrition from not eating the right food. You can be sick in your spirit, amen, by spiritual malnutrition, by not taking in the Word of God, the infallible Word of God, and what thus saith the Word of God, quickened by the Holy Ghost, amen. I'm glad that God, amen, written upon my heart, in the lads of my heart, I'm glad He written His Word, amen, that when I, amen, when I'm wrestled by the devil, and the Bible said He'll come like a roaring lion, but I tell you something, I'm glad I've got the Word of God that quickens in me, and God, amen, said when the enemy rushed in like a flood, that God would raise up a standard, amen. We've got a standard raised up, amen. That standard we're in, that God, amen, has put His hand around us, amen. The story of Job tells a whole lot about it. Job, amen, the old devil was a crying and a belly aching, amen, and the Lord looked at him and said, have you considered my servant Job? And he said, I sure have. He said, but every time I do, I get licked, I get whipped. He said, that Job's got a hedge around him that I can't get through. I'm telling you, my friend, we need to build a hedge around us by the Word of God wherein the devil cannot penetrate. Amen. We need to build our faith so high in God, so high in the Spirit, wherein the devil, amen, cannot penetrate it. Amen. And the old devil whined and cried and bellyached, and he said, but Lord, if you'll drop that hedge around Job, I'll make him curse your name. Oh my. God said, go ahead. Amen. Two attacks of it. Amen. Amen. He allowed him. Amen. He took things from Job and all the things around Job and close to Job, and the devil still cried a pity party, because the Bible said that Job, amen, with his mouth, he did not falsely accuse God nor curse God, but he glorified God. Amen. And he said, naked in this world I come, and naked I'm going to leave. Amen. He said, even though the skin worms devour my flesh, he said, in this same flesh I know my Redeemer liveth, and I'm going to see my Redeemer, for in the last days he's going to stand upon the face of this earth. Amen. And in this same flesh I'm going to see him. My, amen. He was hedged in by the Word of God. He was hedged in by the faith he had in God, amen. And when we take our stand in God and we declare by the Spirit of God and by the Word of God, and we take that stand, and that stand we have in God, amen, we'll bless the name of God. It'll drop the cursing. I see a lot of people running around still claiming to be Christian, but every time somebody makes them mad or every time something goes wrong, they go to cursing, amen. Let me tell you something. There's a place in God, amen, that a God will drop the cursing, and you'll be like Job. You'll come up praising God, amen. Job, amen. The devil went at him again, even to touch even his physical body, but God said, you can't take his life. Now Job, we find him sitting there in sackcloth and ashes, amen. He had, amen, every problem a man could be put upon his body, and the Bible said God still continue, amen, blessing in Job, or in Job, a blessing the name of the Lord instead of curse the name of the Lord. You get your faith right with God and you'll quit cursing, amen, and you'll start blessing, amen. You get your faith right in God, you'll start climbing out of the valleys and get on the mountain. You get your faith right with God and you'll start overcoming your battles. You'll look at defeat and say, defeat, you ain't welcome on my doorstep. You'll look at the devil and tell the devil, you ain't welcome, amen. you'll be, amen. As Joshua said, far as me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord, amen. If it seems evil to you, amen, you make up your mind. But far as me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. We read where the Bible talks about, amen, Elijah, amen, that called the fire down from heaven, that rebuilt the altar after the prophets of the groves and Jezebel's table had tore it down and stomped it down, amen. And then we go and we look and we see here the man of God, along about the time of the evening sacrifice, he began to repair the altar. And upon the altar, he called down the fire from heaven. Amen. And he asked them how long they halt between two opinions. If God be God, we'll serve God. And if Baal be God, we'll serve Baal. I have you to know that the man of God, Elijah, never had no intent of serving Baal. He said it for all those that was around about him. But when it come time for the fire come down, God was the only God that could ignite the altar. God was the only God that could send the fire, would lap up the water out of the ditch and consume the sacrifice. He was the great God, Jehovah, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, amen. And this man had spoken, and he spoke in faith, and the fire come down. I'm telling you, when the power of God, amen, and the anointing of God through your faith, and you walk in faith, and you stand in faith, and you make proclamations of faith, I'm telling you, God will be a consuming fire. God will come against your enemies. God will fight your battles. God will give you the power to overcome. Amen. Somebody praise him. Faith now, the Bible said, now faith is. Faith is accepting God's word at what it said. Faith is declaring God's word. We find in Genesis, the 22nd chapter, we find the story of Abraham and Isaac. We find Abraham caught in a situation where God had declared unto him and given him a decree wherein that all the children of faith and of righteousness and all that would come through his seed. And as he stood there at that mount, amen, he stood, amen, to go on the mount to worship, amen, as he made this statement of faith, amen. And he said these words, he said, amen, as Isaac said to him, Daddy, the fire, the wood, but where is the sacrifice? And Abraham said that he, amen, God would make himself a sacrifice. He would provide for himself a lamb. He would provide for him the sacrifice. We come all the way over in the 11th chapter of Hebrews and we find listed in the heroes of faith. We find that Abraham, amen, had this understanding because wherein that God could not lie and God had spoke to him and God had given him his word and God had said to him, amen, all the seed of righteousness will come through your seed. And wherein Abraham believed that God, being a man, could not lie, that even if he had to sacrifice his son, that God would raise him up. And he made the proclamation to those two boys as they went on to that mount that day, amen. He made the proclamation to say in that understanding, amen, me and the boy will go and worship, amen. Me and my son will go and worship, amen. And he told the two that took care of the animals, we shall return, amen. What kind of proclamations of faith, amen, are you making? Are you saying faith and pronouncing faith over your household? Are you pronouncing faith when you pray, Lord, I'm going to serve you, amen. If you made a vow to God, you're going to serve him come what may. But when a little battle comes or a little trial comes, you throw up your hands and go to boo-hooing, amen, and run and hide somewhere. We need to make a stand by the word of God. The word of God, amen, tells us we have the right to decree a thing and establish it unto us. If we will make our delight in the Lord, amen, if we will lift up our face unto God, and we'll give our prayers unto God, amen, and we'll make our delight in the Lord, we can decree a thing and see it established unto us. Those same words were recorded, amen, by Job, amen. And when we delight ourselves in the Lord, God will give us the desires of our heart, amen. I can't listen. I don't have control over tomorrow. Amen. I don't know what's going to take place tomorrow, but I know the same God that brought me through yesterday will take me through today, and he'll be the God that takes me by the hand the next day and leads me on through this weary land. I'm telling you, amen, if you've got faith in God and faith in God's word, that's all you need. Amen. Stand on his word. Amen. Stand in the promises of his word. And therein, when Jesus was tempted and the enemy come to him, amen, and he took him up and showed him, amen, from a high mountain all the kingdoms, and he said, this will I give you, amen. Devil was dumb. He didn't have it to give. Amen. He's running a bluff, and I'll tell you, the devil's running a bluff. If he's told you, amen, you're not going to make it, you're not going to be an overcomer, if he's buried you in your problems, tell the devil he's a liar, amen, because Jesus said to him, man shall not live by bread and water alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. You can take the word, amen. I've always said, if God only give me one scripture to fight the devil with, I'd take John 1 and 12, amen. For as many as received him, to give him the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believed in his name. Amen. We've got the power, church. Amen. It's in the word. Amen. He's given us the keys of the kingdom. Amen. He give us the power to bind. He give us the power to loose and set free. Amen. And I'm going to bind the devil, and I'm going to loose the blessings of God. All those that's in the sound of my voice today that'll call upon the name of the Lord, I'm going to exercise, amen, the word of God. And I'm going to say to you today, you're loosed. Amen. Those that's bound by sickness and disease, you're loosed. Those that's bound by arthritis and diabetic problems, you're loosed in the name of Jesus. I take authority over the devil and the powers of hell, and you're loosed. For every binding spirit, I take power and authority over those binding spirits in the name of Jesus, and you be loose from them. Amen. The Bible said, I wish above all things you be in health and prosper, such as your soul prospers. Claim the word of God. Amen. If you've got a problem, go to the word of God and claim the word of God. God's already had somebody in a worse situation. He's already had his children in the lion's den and the fiery furnaces. Amen. He's had them in every situation you can think of. Amen. And God was the God delivered them, and he's the same God, amen, that will deliver you. Amen. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said, we're not in the bowing business. We got locked knee. We just can't bow. Amen. And we know that the same God, amen, he's going to take care of us, amen, and we're not going to bow. Amen. Daniel, amen, he turned his face to the Lord, amen, what, throwed his windows open and prayed towards the temple to God, amen, when they'd made a decree that he wasn't supposed to do that, amen. I'm telling you, God came to the rescue, amen. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, the fiery furnace, amen, the fire wouldn't burn them that day. Daniel in the lion's den, the lion would not bite him, was no power over him. Amen. I'm telling you, amen, when that little shepherd boy David went out upon Goliath, amen, and he told by the word of God, amen, the king's armor that hung on him, but he refused to go. He essayed to go, the King James Version said. And at that time, amen, he simply said, I'm not proving this armor, but I've got an armor that I've proven. Amen. Amen. He said, when the bear jumped on me, God delivered him in my hand. Amen. When the lion jumped on me, God delivered him in my hand. And according to the word of God, amen, that which he said that I have proven, I'm going with that. So I leave you today as we come in the close of this message. Amen. Go with that what's been proven. Amen. Go with that what's been proven, the word of God. Speak in faith, walk in faith, amen. Exercise your faith, amen. The Bible said, praying in the Holy Ghost, building up your most holy faith, amen. Faith is like a muscle. You tie your arms to your chest. In a couple weeks, you wouldn't be able to pick up a pencil. Amen. But you use them daily. Amen. And exercise them. And those muscles become strong and stay strong. Amen. Our muscles, amen, are subject to how we exercise them. Amen. And our faith is subject today of how we exercise them. Jesus did say, Amen. Will I find any faith when I returned? Amen. Amen. I believe he will find faith in the hearts and the believers of those that choosing God, have chosen God in God's way. Amen. So let's stay true to the word. Let's stay, amen, firm to the word. Amen. And know that God, amen, is going to fight our battles, and we can overcome, and we can be an overcomer through the word of God. Amen. According to the word of God, he promised many, many times in the book of Revelation unto he that overcome. Amen. And I'm telling you, the Bible said the just shall live by faith. Amen. But if any man draw back, God's spirit is not going to have delight in his soul. So let's press on in faith. Amen. God honors faith and faith honors God. Amen. Let's stand in faith. Amen. Faith not wavering. Amen. But faith that's set, amen, to the cause and the purpose of God. Amen. We shall be victorious. Amen. You shall be victorious. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God, we thank you for the day. We thank you for this hour. We thank you for your spirit. We thank you for the time that we have to come and be and basking in the sunlight of your love. Now, God, send the anointing that breaks the yoke. And go to those that call upon you today to be saved, to be healed, to be renewed. Let their minds be renewed. Let a spark of faith be ignited in their spirit, and let them be victorious and overcomers in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And the Bible says, just a few verses down, verse 6 of the 11th chapter of Hebrews, without faith, it's impossible to please him. We need to walk in faith. We need to stand in faith. We need to abide in faith. So truly, amen, we can see the hand of God move. God bless you. God love you till we come to you again. Amen and amen and amen.